Some of the situations we talked about, and I'll mention them, have to do with purchase agreements, joint ventures, you know, CC&Rs, you name it. So let's jump into it and see, you know, how we can get a deal done. The first thing I'd say is, you know, be aware that you're going to have to go get financing. Be aware that there's going to be a new player at the table in a little while who's going to believe that it has a lot of bargaining power because it has the money. That's the lender. But first, do a deal. You know, if we don't get a deal done, if we can't get our ground lease, purchase agreement, joint venture agreement, if we can't get it done now, financing is never going to matter. And so, you know, what I try to do is I try to keep in mind issues that I know from prior experience a lender would have a problem with, but don't make every issue, you know, a lending issue. Those of you who have suffered through my negotiating strategy presentation, you know that I believe in spending your currency wisely, whether it's negotiating currency or, in this case, the playing of the lender card. Okay, we've all been in a situation where we're doing deals and we think we have an agreement, the buyer, the seller, the landlord, the tenant, you know, they're in line, and all of a sudden, you know, typically it's the tenant's lawyer, of which I am often one, will say, you know, we talked about doing it this way, but I don't think my lender is going to agree to that, so we need to do it this other way. And one of the things I don't like to do, and so when I'm trying to do this and you're representing the landlord, I feel badly when I have to do this. Nobody likes to negotiate with somebody who isn't in the room, okay? The lender is not going to be in the room when you're doing a ground lease deal. So when someone says to you or to me, hey, this is a lender issue, it needs to be a lender issue. We were doing a deal about 3 years ago for one of my clients. We were selling a very desirable portfolio of mid-sized office buildings. We had a ton of interest. And the client picked a buyer. It was a fund from the Northeast. And we started negotiating what I thought was going to be a relatively simple set of ground leases. And every issue that came up, literally almost every issue that we didn't agree with what the tenant buyer wanted, well, you know, we'd do what you want, except our lender wouldn't agree to it. You know, the first 4 or 5 times I heard that, I thought, okay. But after a while, I started thinking, okay, well, let's get your lender on the phone, because I've done plenty of deals with lenders, and I don't think these are issues. I think that you are using this as a sword to try to get a better deal, which is not fair playing. So what we ended up doing, the client spent way too much time, because once you pick a horse, you want to ride it to the end, way too much time trying to do this deal. And at the end of the day, I was able to convince them that these are not lender issues. These are bad negotiating tactics, and we need to, you know, cut our losses and put this thing, you know, back on the market. Look at the other bids we got and go find another horse to ride. We did, and we rode it fine. It was not a problem. So again, if we're doing a deal and I'm representing the tenant slash borrower, I'm going to be very, very judicious in telling you that this issue that I need you to agree with me on, that you're not going to like, is a lender issue, because it is. Okay, I'm not going to be playing that card every minute trying to get a better deal, because if I do that, what happens? You stop trusting me. We have a hard time reaching agreement on things, and the deal bogs down, and time kills deals. And so play it judiciously. So what are some specific things that, you know, that we can talk about under, you know, doing deals with an eye toward financing? One is the term. Okay, time kills deals. Time also costs money. If you're doing a ground lease deal, unlike an office lease or an industrial lease, it might last 5 or 10, maybe 15, 20 years. You need a term that's going to last way beyond the useful life of whatever you're going to build, the term of the loan you're going to get, and likely you need to get into a second generation of development. So, you know, again, we've all seen it. You see ground leases, 99 years seems to be the magic number. Sounds like a good number to me. I've seen our ground lease deals recently finance 50 years with renewals. I'm doing one right now, which I can't believe is happening, but it is, where we have a 35-year lease and we have 2 renewals that get us up to 90. How you get there is not that important. The details of how you get there are. And so you need to be aware that you need a term, whether, again, I mean, we're talking about primarily a ground lease scenario, but let's talk about a purchase agreement, right? I know that when my developer clients go out and buy a property, they can move quickly. They can get that phase one done, they can get survey done, they can get title review done, they can hound me, and we can be ready to close in 60 days. But their lender is probably not going to be ready to close in 60 days. And this list of things that we look at that we want to investigate is going to get expanded as soon as we find a lender. And here's the thing. If I have to go back to you, if you're the seller's lawyer, and we have, I'm just making up numbers here, a 60-day inspection period, right? And I have to go back to you after 45 days and say, hey, I need 30 more days. I need 60 more days. You're going to say two things. One is, we probably worked that out. And two is, here's how much it's going to cost you in either refundable or worse, non-refundable earnest money. So this additional time that we know we're going to need to put our financing together is going to be cheaper at the beginning of negotiations than it is at the end. And so, again, we don't want to tie property up. And I represent plenty of buyers. And one thing I cannot stand is when I do a deal with a buyer, give them a 60, 90-day inspection period, they fiddle fart around for 70 days and then come back to me and say, hey, I need an extension. I say the same thing you'd say to me. Sure, we probably worked that out. Here's what it's going to cost you.